AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Another hole has appeared in the GOP presidential ranks.
The front runner in Iowa as recently as 2 months ago, Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker's poll numbers have since plummeted. And he says he's leaving the race so a positive conservative message can rise to the top.
I encourage other Republican presidential candidates to consider doing the same so that the voters can focus on a limited number of candidates who can offer a positive conservative alternative to the current frontrunner.
A reference to Donald Trump, whose ascension in the polls has coincided with Walker's decline. I'm Jerry Bodlander.
The heads of Muslim organizations in this country aren't the only ones calling for Dr. Ben Carson to withdraw from the race for remarks he made about not wanting to see a Muslim become president. Grayson Hagler, senior minister at the Plymouth United Church of Christ in Washington, says Carson's comments are inexcusable.
Right now, the politicians are acting like thugs. Thugs and demagogues. And it's time for it to stop. Ben Carson needs to leave the race. And Donald Trump needs to leave the race.
If Hillary Rodham Clinton is elected president, she told a campaign event in Baton Rouge, Louisiana today, she'll build on Obamacare.
I'll do more to bring down health care costs for families, ease burdens on small businesses, and make sure consumers have the choices they deserve.
It's the most severe punishment ever handed down to a producer in a foodborne illness case. Former Peanut Corporation of America owner Stuart Parnell was sentenced to 28 years in prison today for his role in a deadly salmonella outbreak. Bail was set today at $1 million for the mother of Bella Bond, the little girl whose body was found stuffed in a trash bag this summer in Boston Harbor. This is AP Radio News. Indianapolis is playing host tonight to the Jets on Monday Night Football.
The Colts will have to improve on their rushing game in order to bounce back from an opening loss at Buffalo. Indianapolis totaled just 64 ground yards in that game, while the Jets rushed for 154 in beating Cleveland. New York's defense, which forced the Browns into 5 turnovers, has the Colts concerned. Indianapolis lost the ball 3 times in game number 1. The Jets, after last season's 4-12 record, can go 2-0 with a victory at Lucas Oil Stadium. Tom McCabe, Indianapolis.
Good news, bad news. Out of Dallas, Tony Romo won't need surgery. That's the good news. But the Cowboys quarterback is expected to miss about 2 months with a broken left collarbone. The NFC East champions will also be without the services of all-pro receiver Dez Bryant through October. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.